Got a power packet off Mishnah Tav Mitzvah Ezov Shlosha Klocha. Ubahem Shlosha Gavol. The mitzvah of Ezov, the Torah says we should take an Ezov to dip in the Mechata to be used in the sprinkling on the Tmei Mesa. There should be three klachim, three shoots of Ezov. And there should be three gavol, three stalks. The stalk is a main stem which has a seed on top. Meaning to say, each one of the shoots should have one stalk. There should be three stalks all together. Rabbi Huda Omer, so Shloisha Shloisha. Rabbi Huda disagrees. He holds that each shoot of Ezov must have three stalks altogether, nine stalks between the three shoots. Ezov sheyeshbo Shloisha klachim. Basasko v'ogda. An Ezov which has three shoots. The shoots should be separated from each other and then bound together. Each shoot should be separated from the other shoot. And then you should bound all three shoots together. Pasco below Agdo. Agdo, the low Pasco. Low Pasco, the low Agdo, Kasha. If you separated the shoots from each other, but you didn't bind the three shoots together, or if you bound the three shoots together, but you didn't separate them from each other, or even if you didn't do either one, you didn't separate them from each other, nor did you bind them together, bid the Ebed. It would be kosher. That which you have to separate them from each other and bind them together is only a din l'chatchila, but if you did not do so, and you dipped in the mechatzas and sprinkled the mechatzas and tmeimesim, they would be tar. Rabbi Yossi Omer, mitzvah Ezov, shlosha klachim, ubehem, shlosha gavolim. Rabbi Yossi said, the mitzvah of Ezov is to take three shoots of Ezov, and altogether there should be three stalks. Each shoot should have a stalk. V'shirav shnayim, ugardimav koshim. And the remnants of the shoots could be only two, meaning to say, if you had taken originally three shoots, and after a while one got lost, and now you only have two left, you can continue using that Ezov to dip into the Mechata to sprinkle on Tmei Mesim, even though now you only have two left, since originally you took three, even though one got lost down the road, you can use the two that's left to use in the process of sprinkling on Tmei Mesim. And the Gadumav is kosher, meaning to say, if after you had used the Ezov many times to sprinkle on Tmei Mesim, the shoots broke, and now you only have a piece left from the original shoots. Even if you only have a kol shoe left, a small amount left from the original shoots, it would be kosher. At the chatchila, you should take shoots which are a tefa. But if you use them many times in the process of sprinkling on Tmei Mesim and they broke off, and now you only have a kol shoe left, it would be kosher. According to Rabbi Yossi, you can continue using the kol shoe to sprinkle on Tmei Mesim. Now, Rabbi Yossi argues this is kind of common. And even though the Tanakhama used the same lashon as Rabbi Yossi, the Tanakhama also said mitzvahs ezov shlosha klachim, that the mitzvah of the ezov is to take three shoots. But according to Rabbi Yossi, if originally you took only two shoots, it would be pasul bidi eved, it would be pasul completely. You have to take three shoots originally. Just if one gets lost down the road, you can continue using the two that's left. But if you didn't take three originally, you took only two originally, it would be pasul according to Rabbi Yossi. The Tanakhama disagrees with that. The Tanakhama holds that even though the mitzvah lechatchila is to take three shoots originally, if originally you took only two shoots, according to the Tanakhama, it would be kosher. And there's another difference between Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakhama. As according to Rabbi Yossi, if there's two left, meaning if one got lost down the road, you can use the two that's left as long as you took three originally. While the Tanakhama holds that even if there's only one left, it would be kosher as long as you took at least two originally. As we said, that the Tanakhama holds that if you took only two originally, it would be kosher bidi eved. And the Tanakhama also holds if one of those two got lost down the road, now you only have one left, and you can continue using the one that's left to sprinkle on Tmei Mesim. Rabbi Yossi disagrees with that, as Rabbi Yossi holds that originally, if you took three shoots and one got lost, then you can use the two that's left. But if you took three shoots originally and two got lost down the road and you only have one left, you cannot use that one to be used in the process of sprinkling the Mechatzos on Tmei Mesim. Somebody who has an Ezov, but it's too short. The Ezov doesn't reach to the bottom of the kli which contains the Mechatzos. And he wants to use his Ezov to dip it into the Mechatzos to be used in the sprinkling of the Tmei Mesim. The title. You can add on to the Ezov by putting a string or a spindle thread on the end of the Ezov. That would make it longer, and then you would hold on to the string that's on the end of the Ezov and dip it into the Mechata, and that way the Ezov will reach the bottom of the cleat. Umalev oiches be'ezov umaza. Then you would lift up the Ezov from the Mechatas. And then when you're ready to sprinkle on the Tmei Mesim, you would hold on to the Ezov itself and sprinkle onto the Tmei Mesim. When you do the actual sprinkling, you have to hold on to the Ezov itself. You can't hold on to the string that was attached to the Ezov because it's very difficult to aim the Mechatzos when you're not holding on to the Ezov itself. Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Shimon, Kishem Shahazoyev Ezov, Kach Tevila be'ezo. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon said, just like the Tanakhama agree that the actual sprinkling has to be done by holding on to the ezov itself, so too the tevila, the dipping of the ezov into the mechatzes, can only be done while holding on to the ezov itself. You can't attach a string and hold on to the string when you dip the ezov into the mechatzes. The reason for Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is that the pasuk says, "V'lakach ezov v'tavah b'mayim." You should hold on to the ezov and dip it into the water. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, you have to hold on to the actual ezov when you dip it into the mechatzes, while the Tanakhama holds, lekicha ayidei davar acher, shemei lekicha. When you take something by holding onto something else that's attached to it, that's also called lekicha. That would also be included in that which the pasuk says, that the lakach ezov, the tav of the mind, they should take the ezov and dip it into the water. According to Tanakhama, when you take a string that's attached to the ezov, even though you're not holding onto the ezov itself, that is considered a lekicha, and you would be yotze, the dipping of the ezov into the water.